Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the always cool and very busy New York saxophonist Daniel Bennett and his group in tow. That was the 2016 song Bobby Brick Sent Me. Who's this Bobby Brick guy?
That could either be a film title for something by Quentin Tarantino, or it could also be the name of a band opening for Nickelback.
Or it could be something pedestrian like the Cake Boss. It could just be a brick of cake.
Really?
Bobby Brick brought me in. And that was off the CD Sinking Houseboat Confusion. And I can tell you right now, Daniel's a jokester, so that's exactly where that came from.
It just keeps getting better.
I love it. To begin this very solid hour of music together on Neon Jazz. So Daniel has been called one of the most original and unpredictable musical voices of his generation, and his group was recently voted Best New Jazz Group in New York City Hot House Jazz Awards. And if you're getting anything in New York City, you know you've hit the top. And over the years, the band has released 6 critically acclaimed albums, and in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, it was a great one. Daniel's a cool cat. He talked passionately about the music. Have a listen.
There has to be more to your music. Otherwise, what we're doing is a little bit pointless. Let's be real. Does the world need another saxophonist? Does it? No, they don't. I mean, the world didn't really need another saxophonist 50 years ago or now. I believe you have to do something a little bit extra with your music. And it's different for everybody, and I respect that. But you have to do something different and unique, and you have to humanize your music a little bit.
So he recently composed and performed the original musical scores for Frankenstein and Brave Smiles at the Hudson Guild Theater in Manhattan. Daniel is a cat that is always performing, recording, and keeping the world of jazz and the world at large in a much better place. It's great to lead the show off with Daniel. He's a cool cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that boasts a grand crop of sax cats, with the likes of Brett Jackson and Steve Lambert on the stages at the Green Lady and beyond, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best kind of jazz we can get our hands on around here. So Daniel talked about a great many teachers that helped him along the way, and there was a lot, but it was New York drummer Bob Moses that had a special place in his heart. As we go into the tune Message to the Music Business off the 2014 CD Bittersweet in the Ozone, both these guys had great names. Let's have a listen to Daniel explain what happened with Bob.
And I would get my checkbook out at the end of the lesson, and I would think to myself, oh my gosh, this is going to cost me $600. And he was so generous. He'd say, give me $40. Give me, you know, I mean, he was just, he's that kind of guy. Bob Moses was a very important person for me to connect with in Boston. Saxophonist Daniel Bennett from New York City, telling you guys to tune in to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Mm-hmm.
That was the very story tenor saxophonist and record producer Houston Person with the tune Everything Happens to Me, and it always did to him. He's a master of the hard bop, swing, and soul jazz genres. This kid out of Florence, South Carolina, first played piano before switching to the tenor sax. He would move on to South Carolina State College and get inducted into their Hall of Fame later in life in 1999. During his time in the Air Force, he joined a service band station in West Germany, and he played with the likes of Don Ellis, Eddie Harris, Cedar Walton, and Leo Wright. And John Christopher, that always happened to these guys. There was always stellar people to play with in the military.
A lot of them went through the military and then went on to hone their arts, you know, out in the real world.
Well, and it seemed like half the time they had better musicians in the military than when they went out in the real world.
Well, Glenn Miller was in the military.
Uh-huh.
Quite a few of them were the big band years and the development of what we call modern jazz. I was going to tell you, one of the words I like to use for jazz, I just kind of come up with it here a couple of days ago. What is it I like about good jazz so much? And I just decided it listening to your show here the other day. It was tangible.
Oh, I like that.
It's tangible.
Yeah.
It's tangible music. You can't. It's right there.
Right.
And it's what it is.
Yeah.
And if it don't reach you, you ain't listening.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're asleep.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I like that. Tangible. I'm going to have to rip that off of you.
Well, you may.
Thank you very much.
The check will be in the mail, I assume, in a couple
weeks. That's right. I got the tip jar right here. From a good friend of the show, we mean that fondly. Excellent saxophonist and a very busy man. This is San Francisco-based man and cool cat, Steve Heckman, joined by pianist Matt Clark with the tune Some Other Time off their newest 2017 disc, Slow Cafe. He reached out. I'm always happy that Steve gives me music. We love it. And we're going to let that good music roll. Right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Heckman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
But now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching the old time Knicks. My TV broke while I was in a fix. I got on the phone and called my man. I said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. I returned my dial to channel one. That this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door. TV is the thing this year. Yeah, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. Channel 5, I swore my man had fluid drive. He moved once more to channel 6, and then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel 7, the show was late, but we got a kicks on channel 8. He turned my dial to channel 9 and said, baby, your set is working fine. He moved on down to channel 10, and then we started all over again. He finally hit channel 11, I cried, mama, I treat your daughter good. TV is the thing this year. Yeah, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Oh, TV is the thing this year. Yeah, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
That was Kansas City vocalist Molly Hammer with the tune TV is the Thing this year. Is it ever?
That's an old Dinah Washington hit from the 1950s and was the theme for the motion picture Good Night and Good Luck, sung by a Denver jazz artist, Diane Reeves.
That's right. And that whole soundtrack was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of her biggest influences is Dinah Washington. And Molly, she has a great story. This actually, she's been around for a long time. This is her first solo album, and it happens to be called Out of This World. What else? And her story is actually out of this world. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about this new album. Have a listen.
It's the first thing I'm really putting out there as a jazz artist. And instead of focusing on some specific theme,
right.
I just kind of focused in on, here are my favorite things that I've done, that I've learned, that I feel the best about.
Right.
Sort of an introduction to me,
sure.
You know, as a jazz artist.
So Molly's been performing in the Kansas City area since 2005, and she has a background in theater. But she found her home in the world of jazz and blues, drawing inspiration from Dinah, Peggy Lee, and Sarah Vaughan. She can be heard regularly at the Green Lady Lounge, and she is a cancer survivor, and life is going along real well right now. It's great to have her on the show with her new material. From the world of Eleanor Fagan, or is the world newer, Billie Holiday. A huge inspiration for Molly along with Dinah. This is the tune Don't Be Late off her 2010 Best Of disc. And Billie, she could tear it up. She was always late, but she's always on time here on Neon Jazz.
Lady Day.
Right.
out of my life to stay. Won't you please come back someday? You can't fool with fate. Don't be late. My life so long ago, you're still in my heart, you know. A new world, yes, we'll create. Don't be late. Let's make up. Forgive and forget. Think, dear, how foolish we are. There's no one, though many I've met, who could make me feel high on a star. Living in dreams, worries won't even be in our schemes. So why waste time and wait? Don't be
listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the great Montreal-based jazz group, the Daniel Arthur Trio, with the cut Holland America off their latest 2017 CD called Vivid. So this band represents a new generation of creative music that adventurously explores all the contemporary genres in a jazz setting. The music is composed by pianist Daniel Arthur, and he demonstrates a very diverse range of musical influences. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the collective group.
I think we really matured a lot as a group. There's still more to be done, of course, but I'm very confident in this group, and we have a lot to offer, I believe.
So he's joined by classically trained bandmates, Ethan Cohn on the bass and Eric Maillet on the drums. Their approach is to allow for a great deal of freedom, which is the jazz way, but it's also very spontaneous in that interpersonal expression that they put their signature on. And speaking of the great city of Montreal, Daniel talked to me about it. And as we listen to him talk about it, this is a big moment for me. I want you to dig one of my favorite musicians in the world. He comes out of Montreal. This is the great Canadian singer, songwriter, and musician, full of jazz bravado. I love this guy, Patrick Watson. This is the 2011 tune, Snow Day for La Lechuza, as we move on in this hour of jazz.
It's very, very friendly to artists. The low rent really helps with having a lot of artists live in Montreal and them being able to do what they love to do without having to worry a lot about making ends meet, which is great. Lots of venues. People are very open to new music. We've had a lot of support in the Montreal scene for what we're doing.
Keep on falling on us slow and soft, covering the restless till the moment stops. Quiet down all our worried hearts as a city disappears.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel Arthur. I'm a pianist from Montreal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Habana, Cuban-born jazz pianist, composer, and film score composer Fabian Almazan with the 2011 tune, The Vicarious Life, off the CD Personalities. So this cat was raised in Miami, and he has held the piano chair in the jazz trumpet section for Terrence Blanchard's band since 2007, and that's a tall order. He's also quite a solo cat, and he is said to be one of the great young talents of his generation, and the person that said that was none other than Terrence Blanchard. From a colossal album from two mighty jazz cats, this is John Coltrane and Hank Mobley off the 1969 LP Two Tenors with the theme of their collective careers. This is On It, as we stay on it around here on Neon Jazz. Thank you. And doing the honors, one more jazz color torch into the skies above us. This is Canadian jazz pianist and saxophonist Ross Taggart with the 1998 tune Corcovado. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with plenty of broadcast music plans, really good with the German, and the soul of an engineer at his heart, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I got some Hugo Winterhalter later if you'd like to listen to it.
So reach out to us, let us know what's going on, what you dig. We could use some pronunciation help around here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most.
That be good.
All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Thank you. Neon Jazz.